So I decide, well, I'm going to make a telephone call. We all decide, John Davies and John and I decide we're going to call our spouses and let her know that things are pretty tough. So we get on there and we get a hold of a marine operator. Sorry, you can't make a telephone call. You're not a ship. Says, well, can we speak to the supervisor? Well, yes, I think we can do that. So the supervisor goes on. We explain the situation. We're in this helicopter up 4,000 feet up there. The wind's blowing like mad. We're locked in. We can't get out. We want to say goodbye to our wives. Maybe they'll ask us to do. Says, well, we can do that. So she makes the telephone call. Well, my son was 14 years old at the time. He picks up the phone. And the operator says, we accept the collect call from Benny. And David says, no, Mom's not here right now. No, sir, son, you don't understand. You've got to take this telephone call. He says, I can't take a collect call. No, take this collect call, please. So he takes a call, and I says, is Mom there? No, she's at a church meeting. I says, well, David, I says, things are pretty tough. We're okay. We got food, and we've got some root beer, and we've got some bread, but I don't know. Tell Mom I love her, and I love you too. And I hope everything will be okay. Okay, so that kind of sighed back a little bit, and John made a call to his wife, and John Osgood made a call to his wife, and we all sat there, and we kind of told stories all night long, and I'm telling you what, you have no idea, this helicopter is banging and bumping all night long and shaking and jumping, and we know that this cliff is going either side. I think it's going to roll over on us. Anyway, we sat there all night long. Next morning we wake up and Jürgen Keenly's on the radio and that song, I'm choking. It's beautiful down here. Just get off the side. Well, John Osgood, he's a national safety traveler, but he had looked at many, many accidents and he wasn't going to fly that bird unless he could see where he was going. And we knew we had to just go off the edge and go down and we'd be okay, but he wouldn't do it. So we sat there in that bird. Pretty soon he said, well, you know, guys, I'm getting tireder and tireder. I got to do something. Here's what we're going to do. Here's a plan. We know that they're telling us it's clear about 1,000 feet below us. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take the bird, I'm going to watch the edge of the cliff, and I'm going to fly this thing down the cliff. Now, Benny, I want you to look out the tail end and look at the rotor. And I want to hear you saying, okay, 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 okay. If I don't hear you say okay, we're going to abort. And John Davies, you look out the side window here, and I want you to look and see if there's any trees or anything coming out as we slide down the hill. All right, we're all set. I put on my stinking helmet. I roll over the window and I kick my head out. I got my head outside the helicopter looking toward the tail end of this thing. And I'm going, okay, okay, and up he goes. And away we start sliding down the hill. And we go down, and we go down. And okay, okay, okay. And then all hell broke loose. The helicopter rolled over sideways, flipped up in the air, and I went straight down. And I banged my head, bloodied my nose, cut it on the thing, kicked my head out of there. Helmet fell off, went out of the helicopter, landed down below. I got inside, and what had happened is that as we got to the terminus, right at the little cloud level, the wind was blowing so hard, he had 120% torque on the helicopter. It started to go backwards, so he had to abort. And when he did, he made a pilot check as he got around, and he saw through the clouds, he could see the water breaking on the rocks down on the island, so he pitched the helicopter and dove down into it. Of course, I'm sitting in the back of the tail rotor. I have no idea what's going on. My hind end's grabbing the seat, my head banging side, and it was a nightmare. So anyway, we get back there, and I get on home, get off the plane, and I see my wife, and the tears come rolling down my eyes, and I grab a hold of her, I give her a hug like I've never given her before, and I says, you won't believe this stupid trip. She says, yeah, I heard you guys had a picnic up there, we had beer and hot dogs. No respect.